The West Delaware girls wrestling team will have their first competition ever tonight when they travel to South Tama. Longtime boys assistant coach Dale Meyer made the switch back last spring and was named the first ever girls wrestling coach at West Delaware by AD Matt Weiss. Coach Meyer explained his thought process.
I had some girls in the spring say, well, I will try it. And I'm like, well, I'll coach you. I'll teach you how to do it. I just love teaching the sport. I mean, I've worked with little kids also since I started coaching way back in the early 90s. So this is very similar to that because they're starting with nothing pretty much. And it's just so much fun teaching the sport. And these girls are grabbing onto everything that we're showing them. I'm just having a lot of fun with it.
Coach Meyer talked to me about how easy the transition has been because of the support system in a community that has great wrestling tradition.
There's not a better place in the state of Iowa to start a new program than in Manchester. People in this town love wrestling, and the girls love wrestling too. A lot of them have been around it. Classmates, boys do it. They jumped at the opportunity. We ended up with 13 girls on the high school roster right now. Middle school numbers are looking to be 20, maybe 25. We just have a whole bunch of little girls that are doing our youth program, so it's looking promising.
Meyer doesn't take this position he's been given for granted by any means.
This is just a special opportunity for everybody involved. Not hardly ever do you get a chance to be the very first at anything, and this is just an awesome opportunity that I've been blessed with. I'm just so glad the girls are buying into what I'm showing them, and it's going to be tough because they haven't done it before. They're really, really soaking it up, having a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to tonight.
Tonight, the first formal competition for his wrestlers on the road in Tama.
It's a little different with the girls because the numbers are so inconsistent from program to program, but they have some different kind of formats, much like the junior high wrestling, where they weigh the kids in, they take their actual weight, and they take their ability and they try to pair them up by that. They try to get them 3 to 5 matches if they can, but it's going to be a 4-person round robin bracket at South Tama. That's what they're planning on doing. That way every girl is guaranteed 3 matches.
Wrestling is much more than just the physical part. Coach Meyer has been stressing on how much the mental aspect of the sport comes into preparation.
You're the only one out there. Just a lot of positive self-talk when they start feeling worried and stuff, and the whole trust in the process, all that stuff. It's going to take patience on their part. It's not going to be a come in and just whip up on everybody right away, and we're going to take some knocks along the way, but they know what they're up against, and once we finally step on that mat against somebody different, we'll find out.
Coach Meyer says continuing to learn and improve is the name of the game for his wrestlers.
The Wabak, everybody has wrestling now. A lot of those schools, even though they've had wrestlers in the past couple of years, they're in the same boat as we are. Their numbers are kind of exploding, but they have a lot of girls that have never done it before. So I think when we go to a lot of these first tournaments, we're going to see other girls like our girls that haven't done it. So hard work's going to pay off for them, just like it does in every other sport. If they keep trying hard to get better, that's what we're looking for.
Coach Meyer says he's glad he's not alone in the journey of teaching and guiding the first ever group of West Delaware girls wrestlers.
We're waiting to try to get a wrestling person to come in and do it, and I just needed to have another adult in the room. I enlisted in Jason Geyer, who works with girls in the girls cross country program. I just told him these girls are going to be learning from the very basic. Jason wrestled back in high school, but he had never coached it, but he's coached girls, and I think that's invaluable, and it'll be helpful to me because I haven't coached girls. He's fitting in right with the girls, and he's a triathlete and he's a runner, so he's got mindset principles and stuff that are very common to the sport of wrestling, and he's been really good so far. I'm really pleased.
The history-making outing for the West Delaware Girls Wrestling Program takes place at South Tama High School. All the action begins at 5 o'clock. The West Delaware wrestlers will travel to Independence on Saturday for their first Saturday tournament beginning at 10 a.m.